here's a story from The World.
When the coronavirus started to spread, millions of people around the globe, perhaps billions, were told to stay home. But what do you call that? Well, even in the English-speaking world, there are different terms for it.
That is the issue of shelter in place.
International lockdown in England.
The two-week movement control order, MCO.
Is now under a statewide stay-at-home order. The first state to take...
Turns out there's a lot of linguistic diversity when it comes to the pandemic, even in countries that share the same language. The World's Sarah Birnbaum has more.
Canada, Australia, the UK all seem to like the term lockdown. But for some Americans, that brings to mind prisons or school shootings. So some American governors prefer a more palatable-sounding shelter-in-place or stay-at-home, says Danica Salazar. She's the World English Editor for the Oxford English Dictionary.
Maybe in the U.S., they felt it was better to emphasize the idea of staying at home, you know, being in a shelter and being safe.
Salazar helped write a report last month that tracked how people in different English-speaking countries are talking about the pandemic. Here's an example. Way back in April, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong gave a speech introducing new emergency lockdown measures. Now, pay attention to the metaphor he uses.
This is like a circuit breaker. It will help to reduce the risk of a big outbreak occurring.
After that, Singaporeans began calling their government's stay-at-home regulations the circuit breaker. A circuit breaker, literally speaking, is an electrical switch that temporarily stops the flow of electricity through a circuit to prevent overheating or worse. There's a second usage of the term circuit breaker, though, and that's in financial markets. When the markets get overloaded with too much panic selling, the circuit breaker trips and temporarily stops all trading. Here's Salazar again.
It's interesting that a piece of stock market slang has been used in Singapore because Singapore is a global financial center. So something like circuit breaker is much more familiar sounding, much more business as usual and not as jarring as lockdown.
And the term caught on. Politicians in the UK are now using circuit breaker to mean a short period of lockdown. But there are lots of other terms specific to one region or another that haven't migrated. Australians say sani for hand sanitizer. West Africans use the Veronica bucket. That's a portable hand washing station named for its inventor. And in the Philippines, there's lots of talk about LSIs.
Before boarding the buses, the LSIs must first undergo rapid
monitor
testing.
The condition of those LSIs.
Para sa mga LSI na nananatili.
LSIs are locally stranded individuals.
LSIs are actually people. You know, they are people who have been stranded in Manila.
Danica Salazar is from the Philippines, and she says there's a term for this there because it's a huge problem. So huge, in fact, the culture needed a shorthand.
A lot of Filipinos moved to the capital to work. So we're not like the United States where you have a lot of big cities. In the Philippines, there are only just a few really big cities, and the biggest of that is Manila. And when the pandemic happened, people lost their jobs, and then you can't just drive to your home province if it's on the other side of, well, the sea.
All of that background lurks behind three little initials, LSI. I find that fascinating. What Salazar finds fascinating is that while there are regional differences, there are even more similarities. The lexicographers at Oxford are always monitoring the English language, looking at the words that are gaining traction in English-speaking countries around the world. And right now, the same five words are trending everywhere.
Coronavirus, COVID-19, pandemic, self-isolation, quarantine. So it doesn't matter if you're in India or Canada or the US or Nigeria, those are the words that people are talking about. Those are the words that people are using.
Salazar says we are in one of those rare moments in history when literally the whole world is talking about the same thing. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.